I'm the gear hunter, and I'm going to take you rolling around the world on a gonzo ganja audio adventure. Believe it, I'm sending out a smoke signal here. As I'm sure the majority of our regular listeners are already aware, work, as well as being a four-letter word, is the curse of the smoking classes. However, needs must, and the more enterprising amongst us will always find a way to do the necessary, even in the most extreme circumstances imaginable, like when your life's on the line. Yeah. I'm the gear hunter, and as I've always maintained, the best crack at parties is inevitably to be found in the kitchen.
Is that hash I can smell?
It was round the kitchen sink that we met this character, if I remember rightly.
Do you mean Real Deal Combat Rock Kid?
That's the one. Well and truly, Hot Rocky's Casbah.
And did the Sharif like it?
Oh, the Sharif loved it, man. They named the hill after him in Gated.
The Sharif Hill?
This happened in 1992 during the First World War, the First Gulf War. I was stationed with the RAF at the time, and we got sent to a crash site because the Americans had shot a Jaguar out of the sky, and it was spread over a large area, and we had to guard it. So the drop off, there was four of us, with a bowser full of water, and said, right, we'll see you in a few days. So we sort of checked out the crash area. We just set up a cordon around it and just waited. The first day we were there, we were sort of like just in the dunes, you know, sort of keeping a good lookout and all the rest of it. The second day, third day, we just started to sort of chill a bit, and we knew what we were doing. We got a good routine going, you know, shirts off, that sort of thing. And a friend of mine spotted a little dot in the distance, and the binoculars we were using were making things too blurry, so we just sort of went into all round defence and waited for this dot to get bigger. Anyway, it was a fella on a camel, and he sort of got off his camel and he went around because we always had a kettle on the go for a brew. So we just, he went over to that and sat down. So a couple of us went over to him and sort of said hello and all that. And it turned out that it was all his land. It was that bit of desert was his, like, and it was part of his family and all of that. And asked if we had everything we wanted. So we offered him some water from this boiling hot bowser that had been in the sun for about 3 days. And he sort of looked at us and got on the phone and sort of made a phone call and just sat down. Anyway, we got a bit sort of wary of that because we didn't know what was happening. So the boys outside were still on their toes. So we sat there, and after about half an hour, three quarters of an hour, loads of dots arrived. There was like a Land Rover, so black 4x4s turned up, and big line, big convoy of them. And we thought, oh, we're in trouble here. So anyway, it wasn't anything bad. It was it was the local sheikh, and it was his guys bringing us a super cool bowser full of freezing cold water, and it was like a refrigerated bowser, and tents and meals and stuff like that, and I just couldn't believe it, you know.
As requested, 40 ounces in Moroccan.
We had that was lovely. It was lamb, kebabs, and all sorts of things. It was a tremendous meal. Anyway, and the water was lovely and cold, and he went back over to his camel and brought out this massive block of ganja, this massive, massive block. It was like a bread bin size lump, and it was wrapped up in this platy bag. It's just like some sort of mad platy bag, you know. And he started hacking away at it with this massive knife. Like, well, it was big, huge chunks of it coming off, and I was like clocking where they were landing. And I think I'll see you for later, that sort of thing. And he sort of set this pipe up, and we just got completely, absolutely stoned to it. It was unbelievable, this stuff. And he says, right, that's yours. He says, you have that, I'm gunning it. So he left it, and so we were there for about, ended up about 6 days, completely stoned off, like nuts for the whole 6 days. There was an American Black Hawk helicopter resupplying us every sort of couple of days. And I was dropping off a boiling hot bowser for boiling hot water. And we were just telling them to fuck off, you know, I was going, fuck off, man. You know, there's one of these pilots realised we were stuck and said, yeah, can I have some? So, can we have some? So they all got it. And they had us up, and we'll give them a chunk. And they got back in that helicopter and pissed off, you know. We took that bowser with them. And we were just there for ages. It was unreal.
Someone spilled marijuana.
I've been around the world on this pipe. I've come back with a few tales to tell now.
I love the smell of hashish in the morning.
After another day or so, more helicopters started turning up. And they were all landing in the desert, on this bloke's bit of desert. And walking out of us and getting a big chunk of ganja, you know, and then getting stoned off that nut. And then getting back into that airplane, the helicopter, and just flying again, back to the wall. It happened, it was just on the Kuwaiti side of the desert. And it was just the most unbelievable time. It was just unreal, just stoned off the nut. And it was just fabulous.
And you found the remains of a spliff.
Taking a smoke break at work can be a perilous business, especially if you're in a war zone like our previous correspondent. That's a tale that should be a lesson to us all, to be grateful for small mercies. Because it's one thing to be dodging the boss when you're trying to build the sly one behind the bins. Quite another thing to be dodging bullets.
CGH, Gateshead, County Durham.
Well, that's Smoking at Work, Volume 1. More tales from the CCTV black spots to come. TheGearHunter.co.uk. Follow us on Twitter at TheGearHunter.
Don't be a stranger.